Got thumbs up already. Thank you, Eric. Eric is multitasking. He runs the computer and the Zoom application. He's our treasurer. So Eric works hard around here, and it's appreciated. Okay, so when we speak about our relationship with the Lord, we remember our salvation, all that he has done for us, and what he is still doing for us. But in our walk with Jesus, we never want to become complacent. And that's the idea of the message this morning. We do not want to become complacent. In other words, we do not want to feel that we are happy, satisfied, and comfortable where we are in our Christian walk, that we don't need to go any deeper with the Lord. A Christian should never plateau in his or her relationship with Jesus. There is no plateauing. We need to follow Jesus' command, that is, launch out into the deep. If a person genuinely accepts the Lord into his or her life and really gets to know him, he will want to go much deeper. If a person genuinely accepts the Lord into his or her life and really gets to know him, as we spoke of last week, getting to know the Lord, he will want to go much deeper with him. How deep do we want to go with the Lord? In the Bible, there are teachings and even a warning about complacency and also about going deeper with the Lord. Feeling complacent and satisfied about our relationship with Jesus and knowledge of him is a trick of the devil. Feeling complacent in our Christian walk and in our knowledge of Jesus is a trick of the devil. The Lord never wants us to feel satisfied in our Christian walk. He does not want us to think that we have gone as far as we could in our walk with him and that we cannot go any deeper. Amos chapter 6, verse 1. Very important, so I have it up on the screen. Woe to them who are at ease in Zion. Woe to them who are at ease in Zion. In the Bible, the place Zion represents the people of the Lord. We are the people, the children of the Lord. God sent the warning, woe to them, woe to us, and does not want us to become at ease or complacent in our Christian walk. I know the devil wants us to become complacent, especially in these last days, but we cannot. We cannot be complacent. The Lord wants us to go deeper with him. The Lord wants a serious living commitment from us. Living commitment in the sense that we are always aware of this commitment and continually renewing it. Each renewal should make this commitment grow deeper. If you could turn with me to Luke chapter 5, we're going to read verses 1 to 11. I'll give you a moment to get there. Luke chapter 5 and verses 1 to 11. Luke chapter 5. Beginning at verse 1. Now it happened while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the net." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Now in verse 3, it says, "Indeed, Jesus got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land." Go out into the water a little bit. Sea of Galilee is beautiful. We actually took a sail on Sea of Galilee when I was in Israel. And Jesus said, "Put out away from the land a little bit." You know why Jesus said that? Because he knew that the water would throw his voice towards the land. Didn't have microphones in those days, but Jesus knew as creator, the water would throw his voice onto the land, into the crowd. Therefore, the people would be able to hear him better. Now, verse 4, here comes the key. When he had finished, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water." If you read in the King James, it says, "Now he said to Simon, launch out into the deep." In the physical world, Jesus told Simon Peter to launch out into the deep so he could catch fish. But many times the word of God has deeper meanings. Launch out into the deep also means to go deep into the acceptance, the study, the understanding, and the revelation of Jesus. So launch out into the deep also includes understanding of Jesus. What did we discuss last week? You are not loved because you were not understood. We want a greater understanding of Jesus. Go deeper in your commitment to the Lord. We want to have a solid, true commitment to Jesus, one that will never be broken. Because that's the way God commits. I can't read it now, it would be too much. Go back in the time of Abraham. God said, "I will not break my commitment to you." Man breaks commitments. God doesn't. When the disciples went into deeper water, they caught so many fish that their nets began to break. This shows us that there is an infinite understanding and revelation of Jesus waiting for us. But if we don't launch out into the deep, we will never begin to receive it. And if you feel that you have gone into deep water, there was always deeper water to enter into with the Lord. There was always a new depth of the knowledge and revelation of Jesus that we could enter. You know, during our Bible study that we're having on Tuesday nights, we're in the Beatitudes now. And I taught that in Bible study years ago. I have notes on it, a lot of notes. And I was reviewing my notes before. I taught it again. And there's more to learn from it. Even though I had studied it before, there's always more. There's always deeper, always a deeper revelation of Jesus that we could enter. Now, I want to define the term fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M. A fathom, in terms of the ocean, is 6 feet of water. What can we receive of, what we can receive of the Lord is fathomless. It's eternally deep, what you could receive of the Lord. Now, you have a spot in the Pacific Ocean, off the coast of the Philippines, in that area, called the Mariana Deep. It's the deepest spot on Earth. It's like 35,600 feet deep in the ocean. Now, that is deep. How many fathoms is that? Melanie could do the math. She's a math teacher. But that's deep, 35,600 feet. But your knowledge of Jesus is fathomless. It's deeper than the Mariana Deep. It's eternally deep. When you study a subject in school, you begin with the basics and then go further and deeper into the subject matter. It's the same way with the Lord Jesus. You may know him at a surface level. You may know him a little deeper than the surface level. But how deep do you want to go in your study, understanding, and revelation of Jesus? The knowledge and the revelation of the Lord is fathomless. How deep do we want to go this morning? Even if you have been in church for decades, like me, you can still go deeper. Do you want still more of Jesus in your life? A greater knowledge and revelation of him? Have you really committed your life to him? Have I really committed my life to Jesus? See, these messages go for me. It's not just I'm preaching them, they go for me too. How firm is our commitment to Jesus? When you go back, when you go to the beach, now check out this analogy. When you go to the beach, I'll be going in a couple of weeks, you will see people at varying distances in the ocean. Some will only get their feet wet. Others may go in up to their knees. Still others may go up to their waist. But there are those people who go in far enough so that the waves go over their heads and they swim in the ocean. How deep do you want to go with the Lord? Do you want to just get your feet wet? Or do you want to swim in the fullness and the presence of the Lord? Now, there's something we read last week about Paul, so I'm not going to read it again. But you remember when we read last week, Philippians chapter 4, verse 10, the credentials of Paul, descendant of the tribe of Benjamin, regarding the law, a Pharisee, taught under Gamaliel, who was a great scholar and instructor in his day. Yet he counted all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus. All things but loss. And Paul had an impressive resume. He described the knowledge of Jesus as excellent. What value do we place on the knowledge of Jesus? Have we spent much time in secular education, which is good, but the knowledge of Jesus is greater than any or all education. The knowledge of Jesus is greater than any master's degree, any PhD, any postdoc. It's greater than all. Paul was very educated. I imagine Gamaliel, whom he was taught under, was considered like a PhD of his day. And yet, Paul said he counted all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus, all things but loss. Paul considered his education, his knowledge, as rubbish compared to the knowledge of Jesus. Paul had such a hunger for the knowledge of the Lord that in this knowledge he included the fellowship of his sufferings. Paul was willing to suffer in order to better understand the sufferings of Christ. Paul's life was all about Jesus, spreading the gospel and living for him. With all his knowledge of the Lord, Paul still wanted to go deeper with him. What did he say in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14? Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The Lord has a goal for each one of us. As a contestant in a race, runs to his or her goal, so we are to press on toward the goal that Jesus has set for us. With all his knowledge and revelation of the Lord and work for the Lord that he was doing for him, Paul still said he was pressing toward the goal that Jesus had set for him. We should be pressing toward the goal that the Lord has set before each one of us. We know the old saying, bloom where you are planted. We are never to become complacent. Be determined to go deeper with the Lord. Now I want to read something. If you could turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 47, and we're going to read verses 1 to 5. If you're thumbing through your pages, that Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and we will be in Ezekiel chapter 47 and verses 1 to 5. A short reading over here. Then he took me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east, and the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from the south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water reaching the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the loins. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded. The Lord offers us living water, that is, his Spirit. How deep do we want to go in the understanding and revelation of Jesus that is given by the Holy Spirit? Will we just get our feet wet, or swim in the knowledge and presence of Jesus? If a person were to save your life, whether he or she rescues you from drowning or from a burning building, you would certainly thank him and will want to get to know him or her. Jesus rescued us from a fire, all right. How well do we want to get to know him? How much of him do we want in our lives? How committed will we be to him? Like I said, he rescued us from eternal fire, hell, the lake of fire. Only Jesus. Why so worship him? How well do we want to get to know him? How much of him do we want in our lives? How committed will we be to him? How can you go deep with the Lord? Well, by spending time with him in prayer. time spent studying him and getting to really know him. Did you ever wonder what it's like to really be filled with Jesus? I mean, really filled? How do you go deep with the Lord another way? Meditating on who Jesus really is, all that he means in your life, and wanting more of him in your life. Time spent with him and heartfelt worship. Lord occupies worship. Psalm 22, verse 3 tells us that the Lord inhabits praise. A deception a person may have is that he thinks he knows the Lord so well, but in reality there is so much more of him to know and to receive. This morning we need to ask ourselves, how deep do we want to go with the Lord? Doesn't matter how long we've been in church. You all know I'm 70 years old, born into faith. I could still go deep with the Lord, guaranteed. We need to ask ourselves, how deep do we want to go with the Lord? The Lord is telling us, I am so full. Why do you take so little? If we choose not to go deep with the Lord, we are losing a great opportunity to experience genuine fullness and satisfaction in life that could come only from him. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. We always say that. In terms of receiving from the Lord, don't shortchange yourself. Receive all that Jesus has for you. The more you have Jesus in your life, the greater will be your level of fullness and satisfaction. The more you know him, the more you will want him in your life. If we really knew and understood Jesus and the impact that he can have in our lives, we will always want to go deeper. Because every time you're deeper with the Lord, it works out that you want to go deeper still, because the Lord is an addiction. Jesus is an addiction. Become, if you're not addicted to Jesus yet, get addicted to him. Addicted to Jesus. This morning, don't stand on the shore and just get your feet wet. Never feel complacent or satisfied about your knowledge of the Lord and your relationship with him. Feeling complacent and satisfied in our relationship, our knowledge of Jesus, is a trick of the devil. We can always go deeper with the Lord. At the beach, sometimes you see people run into the ocean and quickly go into deep water. Imagine wanting to go deeper with the Lord so much that you run into his presence, eager to spend time with him in prayer, in worship, and in your knowledge of him, being hungry and thirsty for more of him in your life. We always speak about this, hungry and thirsty for the Lord, and only Jesus can satisfy. This morning, make a decision to go deeper and deeper with Jesus. Launch out into the deep. It will be the best and wisest decision that you will ever make. So I'm going to close over there. We could get down to pray. And someone will lead us in a word of prayer to conclude the message.